episode 386, getting ready for the big day.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, sweet sisters. How are you feeling today? Are you ready for the big day? I'm getting ready for the big day. Oh, yes, yes, we're going to chat about that. I cannot wait. I am so excited. I'm beyond words. I'm totally beyond words, and I can't wait to share it with you. So if you're brand new to Create Your Now, welcome. Come on in. Get comfortable, because you know what? We're here to do life together at Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And that's what we do together. We try to be our best selfie. We want to become someone better than just kind of being and just living and doing life as just habitual creatures. We're not that. We are so much more. So welcome to the family. And, you know, I just got to tell you, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. I'm getting great response from you all as to the new website that's out there. If you haven't gone to see it and checked it out, go over to createyournow.com. It is awesome. I'm adding to it all the time. You're going to want to check out the blogs. You're going to want to check out the podcast stuff. We've got a lot of podcasts still yet to upload, so please be patient in that, but it is all coming. So, oh, I'm so excited. And we've got amazing surprises too around the corner. You do not want to miss the AIM Academy. So go and sign up. When you're signing up, it's just to receive information so you can be the first to know. It's the inside scoop. So be sure to click on that. And it's called the AIM Academy, Action Ignites Motivation. That's what we're here for, right? Is to take action. Are you getting ready for the big day? I sure am. And guess what? Nope, it's not a wedding. I know some of you who are like, well, gosh, she does have a couple older kids. Maybe there's a wedding. Nope, it's not a wedding. And no, it's not a funeral. No, it's not the birth of a child. And no, it's not the big game coming up here in the United States, which is the Super Bowl 50. Yeah, no, it's none of that. It's none of that. I'm getting ready for the big day because it's today. Today is the big day. Are you surprised? Yes. And you're getting ready for the big day because it's today. Every single day is a big day. What happens is when we just kind of take life and we look at, oh, this is my schedule and I'm doing the same thing, we don't look at it as the big day. But you know what? Each day you receive droplets of God's grace. You get to see His majesty at work, His beauty. You get to be able to absorb His presence because He wants to be with you and walk with you. You receive His droplets of His power and His mercy. And you get His undenying, unconditional love. How awesome is that? See, getting ready for the big day, it's today. Every day is the big day. Again, we're just doing our due. We're the habitual creatures, not wanting to really put any drive into what we're doing. We just get up and we go about our day as if we're just brushing our teeth. And I love clean teeth and a great sparkling mouth, but it doesn't get you far in life. And then you wonder as you get older, old like me, and you have to use lots of hair coloring to cover up all your wisdom. Yes, well, when you get old like that, you begin to question, why am I really here? What am I supposed to be doing? Am I really living out the purpose that I was created for, my destiny, my passion? What is it? Well, if you're kind of caught in that, it's because maybe you're getting ready for the big day, not really. And you need to be getting ready for the big day every day, not just when there is a big day. Those are extra special big days, and you want to be spot on for those weddings and, yes, even the funerals. And I like to think of funerals as actually celebrations of life. The birth of a child. And, yeah, fun football games. Those are awesome things, awesome events. Graduation from high school and college. And yes, even preschool. We can't forget the little ones. But you see, getting ready for the big day starts today. It's every day. It's not just a day that you think has got to be huge and ceremonial, and you got to bring out the pomp and circumstance, and you got to have the bagpipes and the bands and the drums. And no, getting ready for the big day starts with you. And it's every day is your big day. Now, maybe that's where I'm a little kind of crazy or cuckoo or whatever you want to call it. I look forward to when my feet hit the floor because that's my opportunity to see all the possibilities that God's going to throw my way. And every once in a while, oh yeah, there are a few hiccups. There are a few things that, yeah, I kind of want to strangle the kiddos and say, really, what were you doing like that? And you just scratch your head. You pray for more wisdom, add more hair color, and somehow you get through it. But you see, you're getting ready for the big day every day. And when you begin to look at life that way and you adopt that philosophy, that mindset, then your eyes are open wider. Your mind is like, wow, I never knew the world was so big. Have you ever gone outside at night on a very, very clear, no clouds at all around? It's so clear. And you look up in the sky and it's like dark. I mean, it's beyond pitch darkness. But then you see these sprinkles of diamonds in the sky, the stars. And I look up there and I just think of, oh my gosh, how majestic is your name, Lord, that you sit here and you paint this picture for me at night. And I can't help but stand there in awe as I'm telling my puppy dog to hurry up and do his business. But it amazes me. In the morning when you wake up and you happen to get up at the crack of dawn just before the sun rises and you go outside and it's a crisp, clear morning and all of a sudden you look and on the horizon, you can see the sun coming up and you see colors of reds and oranges and golden yellows so bright and they're just infused together. And you're like, oh my gosh, this canvas is unbelievable. Getting ready for the big day is every day. Because with every day that you start it and every day that you end it, it has possibilities in between. And it's up to you whether or not you say, yeah, you know what? This is going to be a good day. And sometimes, yeah, things are going to come up. They do. Your child's going to have a temper tantrum in the store. And you're going to want to just kind of, yeah, hang him out on the clothesline. But you know you can't do that. But when you look at the opportunity of saying, oh my gosh, but this gives me an opportunity to show him unconditional love, to discipline him accordingly, and then show him that unconditional love that God shows me every day. Don't you want those droplets of God's grace and mercy? Don't you want to feel his presence? Don't you want to be inspired and where it just sends chills down your spine as to what is going to happen today? It's that anticipation. That's really what getting ready for the big day is all about, right? It's the anticipation. It's the buildup to it. You can have that every single day. And it starts with you. It's that mindset. It's that shift of knowing, yeah, today is a big day. And tomorrow becomes today is another big day. Life is too deep and precious for words. So instead of describing it, just go live it. Live life to its fullest. It's the big day. You don't want to miss out on your big day every day. Go out and be present. Be incredible. Be you. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.